Hi, I'm Aubrey, and welcome to Mr. B's Pod of the Week. Okay, so for our weekly outlook. In math, we are working on the order of operations, and we did a bit with exponents as well. In ELA, we have just started writing our best drafts for our realistic fiction children's stories. So that's really cool. Okay, in science, we are wrapping up our plate tectonics unit with our volcano project, and we just started our mini unit of the Earth, the Sun, and the stars. At the moment, we are learning about what causes the seasons. Did you know that the tilt of Earth's axis as it revolves around the Sun causes the seasons? I think that's pretty cool. Okay, in history, we just wrapped up our ancient China unit with our ancient China test. And the class had great scores overall, so that's good. We are currently beginning our ancient India chapter with learning how to use Google Maps to take virtual tours of the country. So that's cool. Okay, so for our teacher concerns, we need to be making sure that we listen to the full directions instead of just listening to the first half and not hearing what the second half of instructions is. And I think that's really important because otherwise we might mess up something on a worksheet and, you know, we'll get a bad grade on it. So I think it's really important that we listen to the full instructions. Okay, so for important dates, the last day of school will be Friday, June 7th. And the book fair starts next week. So you can purchase books all throughout the day as well as Thursday night from 5 to 7 o'clock at Book Fair Night, where there will be games and Chris Cakes food. Okay. Oh, and also, parents should check their email. They got an email discussing the snow days and the last day of school. So make sure they check that. Okay, so for our class award, Drake O'Neill won the class award last week. He won it for being a leader in the classroom and out of the classroom. So good job, Drake. Okay. So our class goal this week is to transition in line in 30 seconds or less 4 out of 6 times a day. This was a goal that we barely passed last week, and we are striving to get better results. So we can do it. Yeah. Okay, so for our teacher interview, I'm here with Ms. Scheibe.
Hello.
So I'm just going to ask you a few questions. Okay. So my first question is, what is it like teaching the kindergarten first and second graders? Is it harder or easier, or is it?
So when they told me that I was going to be kindergarten through sixth grade, it was a little I was very nervous, super nervous. They're like, you're going to be fine. And I was like, I don't know. I'm not used to the personalities, and just the management is different. So I would say, I think once I've built a relationship with them and I've had them through multiple years, it'll be easier. I just think it's a whole different type of teaching style. I feel like I have to turn on a different side of myself for the littles than I am with my older ones, because you obviously can't treat sixth graders the same as kindergartners. So I'd say they're both challenging and awesome in different ways.
Okay. So my next question is, what is your favorite lesson to teach? Do you like coding or the Tinkercad or what kind of things do you like?
My lessons are actually just when kids get excited and I see that it's challenging them and they're actually working through it. I like seeing how excited kids get on certain things, or the genius is probably my favorite one. Like for sixth grader now, they're doing passion projects, and some of the things that they've come up with are just crazy. And so I love that. Their little brains working and getting to see how brilliant everyone really is.
Yeah. Okay. So my last question is, so February 14th to February 23rd is the Random Acts of Kindness Week. What are some things you can do to be kind?
I think a lot about being kind is knowing that person and knowing what they would, like their love language or what, not even love language, it's not the right word, but what would make them happy. Some people don't want a big display of affection. Maybe it's just getting them a coffee that morning. Like, for example, I know Coach Barker loves these waters from Quick Trip. If he's having a bad week, I'll go get him a water from Quick Trip. He doesn't want anyone to know about it. It's a very, like, he just looks at me and goes, okay. But, you know, I think that's appreciated. Or some people, they like to have a hug and just know, I think you're awesome. And some people, that's all they need. Like, Some kids, I can see if they're having a bad day. It's just very much like, you're great, or just making, or sometimes for sixth grade, I like to be really awkward and make them laugh. So I think it just depends on the person, but I think, honestly, kindness is all about making someone's day a little bit better.
Yeah. Okay, so like I mentioned in the teacher interview, this week is Random Acts of Kindness Week. So here's some things you can do to be kind. First thing you can do is just smile at someone. It's just a polite and nice thing to do, and it can really make someone happy when they're not really having a good day. Another thing you can do is write a kind note for someone. I know last year Miss Boyd talked about how you could just leave a kind note in the bathroom or in the hallway or just somewhere that someone will find it, and it can really make them smile. Okay, so another thing you can do is just help a teacher out. So, like, you can help them pass out the papers or sharpen pencils, or maybe erase the whiteboard for them. That might really help them out, so that way, you know, they don't have a whole bunch of things to do at once. Okay, well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Bye!